We need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
There'll be on and off showers today and tonight. In fact, during the 6 o'clock hour, we watched a shower go over the airport and then through downtown and then to the east side. And then that particular shower is around Auburn right now. I see some more light showers coming into the area. So it's going to be that kind of day today with a high around 72. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, we'll be in the warmer air behind the warm front. The warm front moving northward is causing today's showers. Behind it tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms from time to time with a high around 78. Then the main event comes on Thursday, Halloween, with a strong cold front sweeping through the state. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet. Maybe a couple of stronger storms. High in the mid to upper 70s on Thursday. Could be some leftover showers still during the trick-or-treat hours. But then much colder air will shut off the rain as we go through later on Thursday night, and breezy, cool Friday, high around 60. You'll swear it's cooler than that. And then 30s on Saturday morning at dawn, the coldest morning of the season so far. And I think a lot of people will be burning firewood on Saturday morning. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds and cloudy skies, 64, 803.
Here's another sneak preview of our continuing series, Behind the Vinyl, with Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
I remember standing backstage many times.
That's so insightful.
It is. I remember standing backstage many times, too.
He is indicating that more than once he's been backstage.
Well, actually, what follows that on the clip is kind of significant because I saw it firsthand. Just received a new upload from the Traffic Dungeon, and it is one of the longest I have ever seen. So let's catch up on what's going on the road.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we have a mess on I-85. Three accidents between Mount Meigs and Pike Road, affecting both lanes of traffic. If you are outbound from Montgomery on 85 headed to Mount Meigs, it is backed up from Mount Meigs almost back to Taylor. If you are inbound, say, from Tallahassee, we're backed up from Mount Meigs all the way past Pike Road. If you're on the interstate and you're in one of those stop or slow-moving traffics, please be patient. We have ambulances transporting people, emergency vehicles on the scene. A lot of people are taking alternate routes, and because of that, 108 is really backed up back to Vaughn Road. Folks trying to take Vaughn Road over to Taylor to come in on Vaughn Road or go up Taylor and get on 85 into the city. We are now showing another possible accident at I-85 and Chantilly Parkway. We have a slowdown there, so please use caution wherever you are. Maybe avoid 85 north or southbound out of the city for the next little bit. We will keep you updated right here. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
This is truly a good news story, but it could never happen in Alabama, and you'll find out why. A guy in North Carolina named Ronnie Foster has been battling colon cancer. Mm-hmm. He was recently headed to his final round of chemo, so he was in a pretty good mood. On his way to the appointment, he stopped at a gas station, bought a $1 lottery ticket, and won $5. So he bought two more tickets, and one of those ended up hitting for $200,000.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about a good day.
He claimed his prize on Friday after taxes. And believe me, they whack you. When you win the lottery, they...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's public. They know about it. And, oh, they also just found out how much you actually made.
Yeah. He ended up with, from 200 grand, netted $141,501.
Wow.
He says he has pretty good health insurance, but still has some hefty medical bills to take care of. Going to pay them off and save the rest. But... That's nice, after going through the misery of chemo.
After winning once, he bought some more tickets. How about that?
I generally do that, too. When I have a ticket that even if it paid mostly a small amount. I think I've had a couple of lotto tickets that had 4 out of 6, and it gets around $100 to $200, depending on how big the total jackpot is. I don't spend that, but when I get a $5 or a $10 winner, I'll just turn it back into more tickets and see if I can't get lucky.
They tax your winnings over a certain amount, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you win that, like, $6, $6.50, right, they don't come after you for that, do they? Like, you need to give us about $2.50 of that.
But I don't take any chances. Even if I win, like, $15, I claim it in my taxes.
Well, you're being sensitive.
That's your good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Wow, stupid news. Morning Maroon nominees and more just ahead, including Menthol Meredith and her story of a costume contest that she won on News Talk 93.1. It's 8:07. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. New surveillance video shows the last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn police. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
That was scary, but fun scary.
You must all bow down to the almighty Cornholio.
Hey, you're welcome to see the dynamic duo anytime.
Where's Bruce Wayne?
Mr. Wayne is not at home, sir.
You've been detected and recorded. Leave immediately.
Look at the time.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Run out of candy? Well, don't panic. Kids aren't particular. As long as they feel something land in their bags, they'll never know you're doling out raisins, pebbles, or expired meds. Hell, even if they figure it out, what are they going to do? Call the trick-or-treat police? Newsflash, there is no such thing. Just like evolution, the female or mortality. Happy Halloween.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Let's go to the News Talk newsroom and Rich Thomas for an update on the mess on 85.
Just a text message here from Wendell on the update on I-85. One lane of traffic is temporarily open inbound on I-85 South. It could be up to 45 minutes before the entire interstate is open, and it will possibly be closed down again shortly. So at least we do have one lane of traffic temporarily open on inbound on I-85 South. Near that exit. That problem has been between Pike Road and Middleine.
All right, and we'll keep you posted on that. Next update in about 8.5 shopping minutes. First, here are the News Talk lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Uh-huh.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
be a zombie or a French maid. Wear pants and a shirt. Stop wearing a costume to your workplace.
Every Halloween I get annoyed. Co-workers in costumes where I am employed. Guys from HR dressed up like Superman. He's wearing blue tights when he should be wearing some pants. I say,
don't dress up at work. Work's not a place for costume parades. Wear pants and a shirt. Just do your job, shut up and get paid. Don't dress up at work. Don't wear your costume on Halloween.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
A 67-year-old woman has given birth to a baby in China.
A 67-year-old woman?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Very.
I wonder who the dad is.
Well, the good news is...
What's the good news?
What's the good news?
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I'm having second thoughts about saying what I was going to say. That's
because
the boss is in the room with us now.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't know if he'd laugh or be unhappy
if
I said that the good news is that your stretch marks fit right in with the wrinkles at that age.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
It's totally fine. It's better than Brigham Young.
And there's
Splash Lab.
There's a backstory to that, though. Because
Brigham Young.
When I was a dopey little kid, I thought that was the name of the school.
I read it that way. And when I looked back, I was like, what's wrong? Oh, it's Brigham.
Brigham Young.
Brigham Young.
Paul McCartney wrote the song Woman for the group Peter and Gordon. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And did it under the pseudonym Bernard Webb to prove his songs could be hits without his name attached, and it wound up hitting number 14 of the Billboard
charts. That's right.
Very little you can get by Rich on Beatles trivia.
They were buddies.
Music trivia in general, mainly.
Here's an insipid story. The top five things people do to start their day off right. Let's count them down.
Number five.
Meditate.
No.
No, I don't have time for that.
No. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Time for that stuff.
Yeah.
Number four.
Wake up early. That works for us.
Well, we do that. Okay. We do that.
What time was our first text today? About 2:40?
Yeah, and I had been up an hour and 15 minutes.
You're always up before me.
Number three.
Smile. And think something positive.
All right.
Have a positive thought.
Okay. It was not me this morning.
Got to be, program your mind, so to speak.
Smile. Right.
And we move along.
Number two.
Exercise.
Yeah, no. Not me either.
Not in the morning. Later in the day I do, but not in the morning.
Yeah.
First thing I do is head to the Splash Lab.
Boy, Brigham Young, man.
I forgot where that Splash Lab thing came from.
It was from Brigham Young University. They had a Splash Lab. They tracked how water moved, the way fish moved in water, how
that
rocks...
That was a whole hour ago. You can't expect me to remember that.
How rocks skipped across water, but the main thing that they're famous for
is
splashback. How to prevent splashback.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yes.
I think I said something...
Because we said they need to release those so that we could educate a few people around the office. A
lot of action verbs in that story and that random fact. What do you expect me to do? All right, now we're going to hear some audio here of a toddler on the potty
speaking of splash.
insisting
Bring him young.
To his parents that he did not poop, but he did pee, and the way he says it is, it's going to challenge Rich here for
adorable.
Let's all go right. to listen.
I can't poop.
Wait, you didn't poop?
No, I peed.
You peed?
Mm.
I thought you pooped too.
I did poop. I peed.
Strong in his convictions.
Listen carefully here, because you know who he sounds a little bit like?
Who?
And pardon me, but his inflection is very similar to Fat Bastard. Listen, I didn't poop.
I didn't appear.
I'm trying so hard to not laugh. I'm crying. I'm funny. It's really funny. You're a funny guy. Did you poop?
No, I
I'm sorry.
I'm in the conviction there.
Yeah. He's
repeating again.
He sounds like a politician being accused of something.
Yeah.
I did not poop.
8:17. Since it is National Cat Day, here are some cat numbers.
All right. Never had a cat. Yeah, I have. I've had a cat before.
Survey found the average cat owner spends over 1,000 hours a year on their cat.
What?
That includes time they spend feeding, petting, cuddling, and cleaning up after them. The average 19 hours and 32 minutes a week, or about 1,016 hours annually. And here are some other little tidbits, kibbles and bits. 84% of cat owners treat their cats like part of the family.
Sure.
I don't think if you can't treat your pet like part of the family, you shouldn't have one. 66% say that in general they'd rather spend time with their cat than their friends. You think that number's higher.
Certainly.
If you really know cat people, they...
Yeah.
75% say talking to their cat is a form of therapy.
Certainly, I talk to my dog, that's for sure.
Well, if you want to talk to something that's really not listening, just sort of sitting there,
yeah,
cat's a great option.
Yeah. Or a wall. It works the same.
Dogs seem to understand your mood and your demeanor.
Cat qualities cat owners love the most. Loyalty.
Are they?
When they
have to be in that other room urgently.
Or when they have to, that like I mentioned, mine always wanted to go outside and ate through screens and everything else to do it.
Yeah.
Playfulness and how mild-mannered they are. 51% of cat owners rescued at least one of their cats. The top cat theme items we own are clothes, framed photos of our cat, cat calendars, cat cell phone cases, and sheets or blankets that have cats on them. And 2/3 of cat owners have traveled with their cat. My daughter's mom has to do that when she goes to North Carolina for the summer. And she says that's the toughest part because not all cats travel well. They can get sick, car sick, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, the thing about cats is, now dogs, you cannot leave for the weekend. Cat, you can leave for the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but when I had mine and I was making stupid money, I paid somebody
to watch the cat
$100 just to hang out in my exclusive bachelor pad and just keep Geisha company. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and now, with the word on Seafood Bistro, here's Jay Scott.
And somebody sent me a picture yesterday. They went by and got those cheese curds.
Oh,
like, look,
I've got to try that.
Look, I did it. I got the cheese curds. It's fantastic. The cheese curds, so it's interesting. Most everything, maybe except the salads and stuff that you might find at the Seafood Bistro, but most everything at the Seafood Bistro has a tiny bit of a kick to it. A Cajun flavor, a Cajun spice, something there that makes it uniquely the Seafood Bistro. The cheese curds, by the way, lack any sort of that kind of a spice to it, but the dragon sauce that comes with it, you can add that kick if you want to. Just dip the cheese curds into the fried cheese curds into the dragon sauce, take a bite. Fantastic. Get a little kick of spice with it. It is wonderful. Check out everything available on the menu online. You'll see pictures. I stress that because maybe you're not sure what Jess's NOLA-style barbecue shrimp looks like. Well, you can at the website. You want to see a picture of those red beans and rice, the shrimp and grits, the cheese grits? You'll see pictures of them right there at the website, theseafoodbistro.com. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. They open today and every day at 11. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
To say this has been a busy morning in the traffic dungeon is the understatement of the month, which is almost over. Let's go back and see what Skipper's got at 8:21.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we still have a lot of problems on I-85 around Mount Meigs out to Pike Road. We had three accidents earlier. Folks are sitting in a parking lot on I-85 now. 85 southbound into Montgomery, we have one lane open. That is temporary. They're going to close it down in a bit to move some vehicles. Northbound on I-85, you're going to be sitting there for a little bit. Hopefully, they're getting some folks routed around some of the accidents that are out that way on the northbound side. Folks are taking alternate routes, and because of it, Vaughn Road from Pike Road is incredibly heavy. Folks are taking Vaughn up to Taylor and then up to I-85 to get on the interstate. Because of that, we have a big backup on Vaughn Road and on Taylor Road by East Chase. through the lights, and we now have another accident on the Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. You're going to have to use caution there as we've got emergency vehicles headed there. There is an injury involved in that accident, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. What a mess. Drive carefully this morning and be patient in traffic. The Shack is having a Halloween costume contest Thursday. Halloween night, first prize, $100 tab, $50 tab for second prize. There's also $6.99 steak and fries night going on. That's this Thursday night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586 368 Equal Housing Lender.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, if y'all smell money, I gotta confess, it's me. Yep, I entered a Halloween costume contest on Saturday night. Got first runner-up and raked in 50 big ones. Get this. I went as a sexy can of White Claw. Oh, and I was more popular than a virgin at a prison rodeo. Everyone and their brother wanted a selfie with sexy old White Claw. Gosh, I ain't felt that pretty since my glory days when I used to clean up at every wet t-shirt contest this side of Tampa. Back then, I made more money standing in a baby pool on the receiving end of a super soaker for 3 minutes than most people make in a week. Anyway, my sexy White Claw costume was a hit and a half. And I would have got first place, but one of the judges was our preacher, and since he don't drink, he just thought I was a tub of sexy mayonnaise. All right, y'all, Dollar Tree's got a sale on cartons of gently used menthols, and now I got $50 to burn. Literally.
We use that to set up the following. Something to consider before you hand out full-size Halloween candy.
Who does that?
People who either love Halloween a lot and don't mind spending several $100 being a local hero. But a writer for Fortune magazine asked behavioral experts why people do it. Mm-hmm. One reason: we like to be seen as being generous and successful. Handing out bitter candy is a good way to one-up all of the neighbors. We also like being different or non-conforming. However, this is a question you need to ask before you actually hand out full-size candy bars.
Okay.
Will you do it again next year? In high-traffic neighborhoods, handing out full-size candy bars
they will expect
cost
it.
A lot of money, yeah. And kids will remember the next year.
Oh, yeah.
And come back.
You're darn right they will.
And they're going to tell other kids.
Darn right, yes, they will.
So you could be having, you know, a big turnout 1 year and then hordes of demanding monsters.
Not only that, word gets around that night, too.
Here's the other thing. If you revert back to fun size or snack size bars,
right,
they're going to be disappointed, and you're the cheap jerk that used to give out the big candies.
Hey, where was that lady a couple of weeks ago we had on that from suburb that in California that she was chastised?
Oh, she issued that notice?
Yeah, notice.
Right.
What city was she? Do you remember where she was?
That was Rancho...
Cucamonga.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, it could have been Rancho Cucamonga, Rancho Mirage. I don't know.
The
thing out with the homeowners. We make an excellent living. We live in a nice place.
Don't give out chintzy.
Don't make us look cheap.
What do you think this is? Scranton?
Scranton. One expert compared it to rewards programs. When companies offer generous rewards.
Right.
And I understand what they're saying. Because, I got that gasoline thing. And a week ago Sunday, I was able to get 13 cents off a gallon.
I know what you're talking about.
But then the following Sunday, you always get three when you use the car, but they bonus you on Thursday and Sunday. I got two, so it was 5 cents. And I'm thinking,
yeah, I got five.
So why am I worried about filling my tank to save 5 cents a gallon? That's like 50 cents.
But you do feel this feeling of accomplishment, even though it's, your total savings is like 50 cents.
Yeah. I guess in a way you're also reaffirming that you recognize the value of money as well. Hey. Here's David. Good morning.
Hey.
We moved up to Millbrook in February of this year, and my wife asked me a couple of weeks ago, she said, "Do you think we'll have any trick-or-treaters?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Ask somebody on the HOA Facebook page." She gets a reply within like 20 minutes to expect between 300 and 400 kids.
Whoa.
Not in my neighborhood. It's been really light lately. But, I still have a bowl ready,
Yeah.
This is in Millbrook?
My wife went to Costco and bought like 1,000 pieces of candy.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just like, unbelievable. Matter of fact, someone told her, she said, "You can't even get out of our neighborhood between like 5 and 9 on Halloween night because of the traffic."
Well, weather may play a role this time, David. I'm not sure how many you're going to get, but
I hope it lightens the load.
Excuse me. You say you live in Millbrook?
Yeah.
And your wife is a Costco member?
Yeah.
Tell her to go to the pharmacy area and just get a big box of Trojans. I was looking for a reason to bring that up because I was looking for lens wipers. They said, "Go over there. It's in that way." And I walk by and I see this, like, Costco-sized box of... Yeah.
Yeah, I bet in the Costco.
Buy them in bulk.
Yeah, the tractor trailer unloaded last hour.
Right.
I'm sure when you check that out, you probably get a lot of admiring glances.
Yeah.
You need one of those. Good for you. Thanks, David.
Take care.
All right, it is exactly 8:30.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I see more showers on the radar all over the area, really blossoming now. And it's going to be on and off on the showers today. We have a warm front advancing northward from the coast, and that's going to be the weather maker today. So scattered showers around from time to time today and tonight. Today's high 72. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, we're behind the warm front, so we're in the warmer, more humid air, high 78, with showers and thunderstorms are a good bet. And then on Thursday, the main event. Phase 3 of this storm system is the cold front itself moving through the state. So on Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A couple of stronger storms not out of the question. Mid to upper 70s for a high. And maybe some leftover showers during the trick-or-treat hours. Not out of the question. Before the rain shuts off and it turns much colder. You'll know when the front goes through. And then on Friday, breezy, cool, sunshine, near 60, but it'll feel like the 50s. And then we'll be in the 30s on Saturday morning, coldest of the season so far. Heaters will be going on for the first time in a lot of houses, if your house hasn't had the heater on already. This morning with cloudy skies, showers in the area, temperature 64 at 8:31.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm so sorry. Are you looking ahead to lunchtime? Because I'm always thinking about food. I told you the other day about my behind-the-scenes visit, you might call it, to Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. You know, they take barbecue seriously there. They opened their doors back in 1990, but they recently had what I would call a grand reopening, a rededication, you might say, with the mayor there, and they cut the ribbon and all that. This was back on October 8th. I got a chance to see their actual pit barbecues. They have five of them, the only ones in Alabama. I mean, this is authentic. So now I know why the pork is so moist and delicious, because it cooks for about 11 to 12 hours. They put it on at 5 o'clock in the evening, and 5 o'clock in the morning they take it out. Then they put in the ribs and the barbecue chicken and the smoked turkey breast. This is sounding like my mouth is watering right now. And the buffalo wings, six different barbecue sauces. I've tried four of the six already. And they're side items. When I went through the huge kitchen, they were making, at the time, potato salad, which is just out of this world, and their coleslaw. But I fell in love with the barbecue baked beans and the Brunswick stew. I had to get a quart to take home. It's just incredible. By the way, check them out on game day. They have the full service bar, eight beers on tap, and plus multiple bottles of beers, different bottles, multiple TVs in there on game day. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, including today, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning on Main Street in Millbrook, just about 10 miles from downtown Montgomery and Maxwell Air Force Base, and I'm talking about Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. You know you want some.
Thank you, Rich. Let's go back. Another traffic update. There was a lot going on this morning, unfortunately.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bunch of accidents. Executive Park Drive and the Boulevard. Watch out there for an accident. Emergency vehicles are headed to the scene. Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, an accident there with injury. And we have this big mess on I-85. We had three accidents earlier. We heard a few moments ago that we have one lane open southbound that would be inbound on I-85 into Montgomery. Outbound, it's hit or miss for a little bit while they move some vehicles around. We had one truck that got so hot in a fiery accident that they said it was going to take a while for it to cool down before they could tow it. We have a lot of overflow traffic that is causing problems as well. Heavy traffic on Vaughn Road from about 108 all the way into Pike Road. Very heavy traffic on Pike Road trying to skirt around this accident. We've even had overflow as far up as Chantilly and Taylor Road. So please use caution and be patient if you're on the interstate. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know our beloved listener, Papa John, right?
I do, yeah.
He checks in with us from time to time. I hate to say this, but he's leaving the area.
Really?
And I've been to his, got like a farm and a house in Elmore County that's really, really beautiful. And if I was smarter with my money a few years back, this would be in my wheelhouse, because it really is everything. Beautiful house, property. Eddie Bader has the listing at the Goodson Group, and it's on my Facebook page. So if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a long two-track road leading to a beautiful green area. Take a look at it, because this is out in the country. It's got all the modern features you want in a home, beautifully kept, but a big piece of land. And that's where he has the chickens that we get the eggs from omelets and scrambled eggs. Anyway, if you're interested, there's nobody better than Bader. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. If you're interested in this home, looking at this property, call him at 322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie also has a Facebook page, Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Realtor, the Goodson Group. But I've got it on my wall, and I do hope you'll check it out, because if you see it, I think you'll want it. And Eddie is the guy that can make that happen. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group. Morning Maroon nominees next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. New surveillance video shows the last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn police. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball. November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Oh, it's a little more than that.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Actually, that story was early this morning. It was LeBron James chasing his hair all over the basketball court.
That's right.
Because it was just kind of funny to see a guy who just went through this whole thing with China to now he's got a real problem. His hair is falling out while he's playing the game. But I played it now because Mr. Electric is here in the house with us. Thank you for coming and thank you for bringing us big breaking news. How are you? Dale and Danielle.
Doing well.
I have used Mr. Electric multiple times at my house. For some reason, after we bought it, we noticed that our outside outlet was on the wall right in front of where the front door opens. Mm-hmm. That was a bad place to put it because if it's plugged in, you can't use the door. So Mr. Electric moved that to the front wall of the house so we could plug in our holiday exterior lighting and stuff there. We, for several months, had noticed that one of our motion-activated lights wasn't coming on.
Wasn't getting motion-activated?
Well, our Mr. Electric electrician, whose name escapes me at the moment, but great guy.
I think it was Terry. I remember that.
Yes, yes. I mean, eminently qualified for the work. Discovered that the lighting was installed, but no wires were running to it, so they fixed that. They put in our Ring doorbell system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, anytime we need any type of work done involving electricity, we're calling you because of the level of expertise. Tell us how you came to get involved with this great company.
Well, luckily, I've known Keith Pinkerton, the owner, for many, many years. I'm in the marketing business, been in the printing business. My family has a large printing company, and my dad had an advertising agency, so I've been doing this for many years. I was with another company, and I was helping Keith, and then came on board as marketing manager for Keith Pinkerton. So
that must explain why you're so comfortable on the air.
I am very comfortable. Radio show. I was on WACV for many years with on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock called House Studs. Enjoyed that too. So very comfortable with radio, TV, any kind of media such as that point.
I love the idea because electric work is something that people don't really plan ahead for. Usually something happens, unless it's an installation, then you know you got to call. But if there's some type of like a humming sound coming from somewhere or something seems to be dead, you have to find out and you don't want to be waiting. What I really appreciated was the urgency that my situation was treated with. The fact that I emphasize this to listeners, they don't tell you we'll be out there between 1 and 5 Thursday.
And you know, Greg, on that, I've always wanted to get the cable guy and have him up on the roof and then take the ladder down and go, hey, I'll be back somewhere between one and five.
I love that idea.
We've all been there, right? Yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah, we might be there between 9 and 5 today or tomorrow.
First time Terry came to my house, it was a 1 p.m. appointment, and I swear the clock on my VCR hit 1 and ding dong. He was there. Brought his own welcome mat to make sure his shoes were clean, put on protective gear when he came in the house. Not to bring it, tidied up after the installations and repairs and services were complete. You don't have to think when you need an installation, a repair, and maybe I thought since you were here you might pass along some tips.
Well, what kind of tips are you looking for? And just one of the things though, I like, Greg, I want to bring up, and you brought up some great points about the mat and about the booties to keep and protect your home from any problems, and they clean up their mess. But one of the things also I like is when they come out, they give you the quote up front.
Yes.
And they show it to you, and they explain everything to you, what they're going to do and what they're going to repair and take care of. And then you make that decision that you want to get it done. Well, then they do the work right then. It's not, well, let me set an appointment up for somebody else to come back. Is that right, Danielle?
That is correct. And the great thing about it is that we give free quotes. So it doesn't cost anything for us to show up at the door and knock on it. Mm-hmm. When you call us with an issue or you're wanting something done, we're going to come out and give you a free quote. And like he said, that if you want the work done, then we can do it right then. But we also do free safety checks when we come to do a quote. And that's just where we check your home for smoke detectors, your panels, GFIs, just to make sure that your home is safe for you and safe for us to work on.
That, along with Terry, taught me a few things. Like, he noticed that my microwave was plugged into an outlet and I had a toaster plugged in. He says, that's not a good idea. Leave one of them unplugged. So the toaster, just little things like that that can end up making a big difference, and also things that can help you have a more energy efficient house.
That is correct.
Right. And one of the things also, you know, if you're a DIYer, when you do plumbing, what's the worst that's going to happen? The leak's going to still be there. You may get wet. But if you're going to mess with electricity, I think it's less than, and I don't want to say I've misquoted this probably, but less than a watt that could stop your heart. So, you know, if you don't want to mess with electricity, don't.
My dad was the assistant chief electrical inspector for the city of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He was a ship's electrician in World War II, including a ship that was sunk in a kamikaze attack on January 9, 1945. But I did not inherit my father's gift for these kinds of things.
Right.
And not making this up, I was painting a wall, my first apartment. I took the plate off, and the tip of the screwdriver touched the screw.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I went somersaulting straight backwards all the way across the room to the other wall and bounced off.
Yeah.
That was...
I do not fool around with electricity.
Me either.
No.
I know my father. I just didn't, you know, have that mechanical aptitude that he did. But yeah, you are correct. Anything involving wiring or electricity, you should have that done by professionals. How... The company's growing, I take it.
Doing very well.
We are. We have 5 service technicians. Great guys, very professional, and very honest. We are trying to be a family company. You know, like yesterday, we got involved in the Wetumpka City Candy Walk with all the kids.
Cool.
We're doing it in Eclectic this Thursday, hoping to get involved in the Christmas parade. So we're looking forward to serving the Tri-County area.
Hey, how would you like an electrifying personality in your car in the Christmas parade in Wetumpka?
That would be awesome.
I love doing parades.
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We could get him in the yellow van. At least they know.
He can come with us.
Yeah, he'd be one of those guys you could recognize.
That'd be fun. That would be a blast. I would love to do that for you.
Okay.
And it's great, too. Again, as you mentioned, family. You don't have to think. When you need service, repair, installation, Mr. Electric, go to MrElectric.com. I should say your Alabama certification number is 99004.
There you go. MrElectric.com, and you can do a /and put in Montgomery. It'll take you right to the site.
And they will take great care of you. It was so nice of you guys to come by today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us, Greg. I appreciate it.
We do these breaks on the afternoon show, and I want to get you in some afternoon to do it as well, if you can break away from the office, okay?
Oh, she'll break away.
We appreciate
it. I made the trip just to meet you, so there you go.
only if I get a key lime pie.
Ooh. I will make you a key lime pie.
Oh, you know something I don't know, then.
Yeah, I'm gifted in that regard.
He's gifted.
Yes, I've done that. Yeah, I'll be happy to make you a key lime pie. I'll get it to you by the end of the week, I promise. Am I reliable, Rich?
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Breakfast, too. Yeah. You're Mr. Electric. He's Mr. Breakfast.
I just don't have... I don't give up from pricing, though, or free estimates or any of that.
That's okay.
But I think I have a pretty good result at the when all is said and done. At 8:47, it's been a wicked morning on the roads. Back to Skipper for more.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a bunch of accidents. Executive Park Drive and the Boulevard. Watch out there for an accident. Emergency vehicles are headed to the scene. Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, an accident there with injury. And we have this big mess on I-85. We had three accidents earlier. We heard a few moments ago that we have one lane open southbound that would be inbound on I-85 into Montgomery. Outbound, it's hit or miss for a little bit while they move some vehicles around. We had one truck that got so hot in a fiery accident that they said it was going to take a while for it to cool down before they could tow it. We have a lot of overflow traffic that is causing problems as well. Heavy traffic on Vaughn Road from about 108 all the way into Pike Road. Very heavy traffic on Pike Road trying to skirt around this accident. We've even had overflow as far up as Chantilly and Taylor Road. So please use caution and be patient if you're on the interstate. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This Halloween, don't trick-or-treat, trigger-treat.
Hola, I eat burritos and take siestas and ride a burro.
OMG, I am so triggered right now.
Give me candy.
Go trigger-treating and trigger everyone this year.
I'm dressed as a fat guy.
I'm dressed as a fat woman.
Trigger-treat! You're so insensitive!
Trigger your neighbors. Trigger your friends.
Take off that Moana costume!
I'm dressing up as a geisha because everyone else is going as a snowflake.
Shut up!
Let's make Halloween what it was always meant to be and appropriate some culture.
Trigger-treat!
Here, before we do the Morning Maroons, is another sneak preview
of our
Behind the Vinyl with Come Sail Away and Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
Like the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Stay tuned for more on that. I guess we can have Randy join us. Randy, you there?
Hey.
Hi.
All right, we're going to do the Morning Maroons and you can help us decide, okay? Yeah. Former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We'll present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Duh. We visit the dumbest of the dumb, and we start across the pond in England. A woman in Utah texted her husband's mistress from her husband's phone asking, will you help me cover up a murder?
Good.
Again, this is a woman in Utah. Uh-huh. Her husband's cheating. She gets the phone, texts the mistress, mm-hmm. will you help me cover up a murder? The mistress called 911, and the woman who made the text has been arrested.
Yeah, I think... I know how she wanted to get the mistress,
yeah.
But that's probably not the way to do it.
Yeah, it backfired. Yeah. All right, we got a 56-year-old guy here named Steven Anderson running from the cops in Silver Spring, Maryland. I've been there. Mm-hmm. After they caught him breaking into a house, as he ran from them, he managed to scale and jump a 12-foot wall. Then, when he found cops on the other side of the wall, he scaled the wall again and jumped back to the original side. Again, this is a 56-year-old guy on a 12-foot wall. His gymnastics were a waste because the cops grabbed him on the second dismount. He is charged with burglary and assault. If you see the cops on one side of the wall, they're probably on the other because they were chasing you. That's why that is dumb. And then finally, a woman from England who wound up with burns on her face, mm-hmm. she was trying to light a romantic candle but set her pillow on fire. This is as much a safety lesson as it is maroonity, because you should never have lit candles around bedding. It's just not a good idea. You should see the burn marks in my place. Oh, my gosh. Who's the dumbest of the dumb?
You know, what do you think, Randy?
Group.
What do you think?
Well, you can't blame a gal for wanting to be romantic.
No.
I don't think. And I guess it would probably be... The
mistress?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I'm inclined to go with that, too. Again, emotions run high when you discover that you're being cheated on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
yeah.
There are still limitations on what you can do. So we'll give it to her.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Here's what she had to say after she was arrested. On that note, at 8:54, let's talk to Randy from Bradville Farm Center. Colder, yeah. Rainy or weather, November right around the corner. What are you focusing on?
Yeah, November around the corner. We're going to have a little cool off. Still a good time to put out pre-emergent for those pesky early spring weeds. Another thing, too, I think we're going to have a pretty good window this weekend to plant if anyone's interested in planting a fall garden. Or maybe a deer plot. Now, seeds are getting kind of scary this time of year. We still have plenty. We're okay. Fertilizer as well. Have plenty of that, plenty of seed to plant. This will probably be the last big weekend for planting. Temperature's going to start to drop down a little bit. And of course, most of our inventory around guys that sell seeds are going to start dwindling. But, yeah, good window for this weekend for sure. And what else has happened? Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to dress up here on Halloween. Probably at the feed store.
Do you sell pumpkins there?
You know, I got a few. I got a few pumpkins.
Okay.
Next year, Greg, I think I'm going to grow some. I want to grow some pumpkins.
I almost did that this year with my little farm. You've
Your
seen
garden.
It. Yeah.
When do you start that? When would you start, if you wanted to have pumpkins by October, when would you start the growing?
Yeah.
They're about and here's the thing, they don't necessarily have to be ripe.
Right, yeah.
Don't eat them. They were just used in the car. They're normally between 90 and 120 days. So that puts you, 90 days would be 3 months. So you'd want to start October, right at the end of October, back up 3 months. Would that be first August?
Yeah, maybe August, maybe end of July, mid-July.
Maybe I'll try that next year. I had bad luck the last couple of years with my timing, so maybe I'll try pumpkins next year. We'll start a patch.
You know what I'd like to display here? Hmm. I'd like to display a Budell original pumpkin.
You should see, did you see the one my daughter carved? She did yeah. Michael Scott. Is from the office in a pumpkin, and it's amazing. Yeah. Randy, your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That is about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's here in Bradville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's long hours, Greg. Long Island.
Yes.
And we're here from 7 to 2 on Saturday. Again, Long Island to serve. We're here to serve. That's what we do. We serve. Yeah.
And on Sunday, it'll be in service.
And yes, sir, Sunday, we will be in the service. The good woman that I'm married to will drag me, kicking and screaming out of it.
Randy, we appreciate your time as always, and we will talk to you again on Thursday. Thanks.
Thank y'all.
All right. Well, I see young
Joey.
He's here. I'm going to get him excited about this big behind the vinyl thing we got.
Oh, gosh. You've been teasing us all morning and yesterday, too.
I want him to see what he's missing since he's become a big shot.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, it's Lyle here from Margarita, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially, and we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Join.
Some people like to dress up as cowboys. Yeah. Some dress up like gangsters with guns. Some people don't like Halloween, but I speak of the predictable ones. People saw that movie, baby, and they think they'll be the only one, only one to be with. Costume. But this year it'll be so common it'll look dumb. You'll see a Joker, another Joker, 10 more Jokers, and then another. The same costume on everyone. Here comes another with his mother. She's a Milfie Joker.
Milfie?
Boy, this costume's overdone.
What does that mean?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We've just been informed that Jack Campbell says, yes, I will be with you guys at Baumhauer's tomorrow night.
Wow!
That's what I say. Get there a little before 6.
Yeah.
And I'll hustle over there. See, normally I could just dump the rest of the show on Joey and meet you over there early.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Things have changed.